Zoe Life Foundation, Boston Sparks edited Life Mindy, The Path to Faith by the Spirit, Part 12. Life is one, and this produces fruit according to its gender, and that abundance will not be seen, because of hunger, which is very serious. And when the dream happened to Pharaoh twice, means that the thing is firm, from God, and that God, he hastens to do it. Therefore, now Pharaoh, from a prudent and wise man, and put him over the land of Egypt. Do this, Pharaoh, and put governors over the country, in Quinty the land of Egypt, in the 7 years of abundance, and gather all the provision of these good years to come, and gather the wheat under the hand of Pharaoh for the maintenance of the cities, and save it. And there is that provision in deposit for the country for the 7 years of famine that will be in the land of Egypt, and the country will not perish from hunger. Genesis 41, 31-36. Then God said, produce the green grass land, grass that gives seed, fruit tree that bears fruit, according to your gender, may his seed be in him, on earth. And it was like that. So the earth produced green grass, grass that gives seed according to its nature, and tree that bears fruit, whose seed is in him, according to your gender. And God saw that it was good. But not you, but be the greatest among you, as the youngest, and the one who directs, as the one who serves. Why, which one is greater, who sits at the table, or who serves? Is not he the one who sits at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. The one who serves is the greatest. But you are the ones who have stayed with me in my trials. I, therefore, assigned you a kingdom, as my Father assigned it to me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. The Lord also said, Simon, behold, Satan has asked you to shake you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith is not lacking, and you, once returned, confirm your brothers. He said, Lord, I am willing to go with you not only to prison, but also to death. And he said to him, Pedro, I tell you that the rooster will not sing today before you deny three times that you know me. And to them he said, when I sent you without a bag, without a saddlebag, and without shoes, did you miss something? They said, nothing. And he said to them, well now, he who has a bag, take it, and also the saddlebag. And he who has no sword, sell your coat and buy one. Then some children were introduced to him, so that he would put his hands on them, and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the children come to me, and do not stop them, because of such is the kingdom of heaven. And having put their hands on them, he left there. Then one came and said, good teacher, what good will I do to have eternal life? He told him, why do you call me good? There is no good but only one God. More, if you want to enter life, keep the law of life. The young man said to him, all this I have kept since my youth. What more do I lack? Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. When the young man heard this word, he left sad, because he had many possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, truly I tell you, it will hardly enter a rich man into the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. His disciples, hearing this, were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking at them, said to them, for men this is impossible, but for God everything is possible. Then Peter answered and said, behold, we have left everything, and we have followed you. What then, shall we have? And Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, that in regeneration, when the Son of Man sits in the throne of his glory, you who have allowed me to sit and rest,